Aircheckdownloads.com.
Oh, how I love that record. It never made it. Owen is one of my best mates, and he's now stopped singing, and he's producing. He's actually producing a Japanese rock band who've just recently had a number one for 2 weeks in Japan or whatever, and he's a much happier guy. But how I love that record. Anyway, it was that record, which I listened to on a demo tape, which he played to me, and I said, I'd like to manage you, whatever. We got involved, got managing him. We had some good times, dreams and dramas. Believe me, it's not an easy road in this business at all. Dreams and dramas galore. And then from that, I had the opportunity to set up a sort of entertainment corporate, if you like, involved in productions, TV productions, radio productions, hopefully in the future, marketing, promotions, publishing. And I'm a very proud man indeed to be representing the talents of people like, well, I'll just mention their first names, Phil, Simon, Mark, Karen, and Anthea. And if they have half as much fun in this business as I have so far, my goodness, they're in for a good time. And the whole thing was made possible because of one person who not only travelled up and down the country with me as a sort of road manager extraordinaire, but then became a best mate and has indeed now become my partner. And to Russ Lindsay, I salute you, mate, for your integrity, your patience, and for your enthusiasm. You're one heck of a chap. It's the records I've had to leave out of my last program, which has really worried me. But of the records that I've put in, we're now in order of preference, I suppose. So that's number 5, Ultravox's Vienna. Number 4, Tears for Fears, Mad World. Just before I get into my top 3 as such, obviously a big thank you. Oh no, I thought I was on my own.
Keep the link going, keep the link going. Keep it going.
Good heavens. What is this?
Oh, no. Delay a record.
I don't believe
it.
You're
still on.
We are, yeah. Crikey. Well, I don't know. Hold on. Thank you very much. Okay. I don't know where to start, really. That was Don't You Forget About Me, Simple Minds and all that. I don't know who's the most senior broadcaster or TV personality or oldest friend or newest friend or whatever in the studio at the moment. There's about 30 people in here. And Simon Mayo cannot open bottles of champagne without spilling it everywhere. they all said they're going to be elsewhere. You're supposed to be in Worthing, Simon.
Sorry.
Well, my oldest mate's Jumbie, you're supposed to be in Birmingham. I mean, you're supposed to be producing a Japanese rock band. I don't know what you're doing here. It's brilliant. Chris, we should go back to Kenya again, mate.
Yes,
you do that?
Please,
we ought to, mate. My partner here. Yeah, I suppose you organised this, did you, little horror? Here's a record and a half, by the way. Simon and Garfunkel, Sounds of Silence. Simon and Garfunkel, Sounds of Silence. I was actually, I mean, there's a number of people, for those who can't see, in the radio studio. There are many Radio 1 producers, many people who've been involved in Radio 1 for a long time, and certainly helped me out with my career so far. Starting with the person who actually signed me, I'd like to say thank you to Doreen Davis, who brought me to Radio 1 in the first place, to Johnny Beeling, who's allowed me to stay here. Thank you, Johnny. To my first producer 15 years ago, when I did 11 shows on Radio 1 when I was 18, 19, or I can't remember. Tony Wilson, Dave Tate, who has last left Radio 1, is now with World Service. Ted Beston, Dave Atke, Chris Lysett, Mick Vilkoich, and Roger Pusey, in that order, are the people who've looked after my shows. And to people behind the scenes, secretaries Dulcie, Eileen, Pinky, Karen, and a very special thank you to Margaret as well. So maybe one or two names I missed out. I'm sorry if that's the case. But to those people who actually put all the shows on the air, as we say, over 11 years. So thank you very much. One more record to play, and then just one final word, and then that's it. And this is the last record from Genoma Trading, Love and Affection. First time you lot have been up before 10 o'clock ever, isn't it, I reckon? Dave, thanks for letting me borrow some time. Just a couple of things to say. And actually, the very first link I ever did on Radio 1, my dad wrote out for me, bless him. And I'd like to say thanks to Radio 1 for the opportunity of a lifetime to do a job I loved, to go to places I never dreamed of visiting, to do things I would never have expected to be able to do, to meet people I would never normally have met, and to give me the chance to build a whole new career alongside that of being a DJ. Thanks to all those who I've worked for and alongside for your friendship. And finally, thanks to you, and I mean you, the people who listen, for your support. Without that support, there is no way that I'd have lasted 18 years in radio till today. Thank you and goodbye.
I am speechless. I am speechless. Get him back here. Petey! Pete!
Yep.
Listen, babe, what can I say? It's your last programme, you've bloody overrun.
Oh, no.
No, listen, seriously. Oh, I can't speak for the rest of the teams around the country, but on behalf of your fellow disc jockeys, we are going to miss you a lot. You've been great fun, and you've always had a good thing to say for everybody, so thanks a lot, Pete. And we wish you lots of luck, mate.
We've had some laughs.
Yeah, we have. And one other thing.
Mm-hmm.
You know in the studio there is that special phone.
Yeah.
The telephone, which sometimes the punters can get through to us, and a lot of time we DJs use ourselves.
Yeah.
You know that phone? We have a surprise for you. It is your telephone bill for all the personal calls you've made over the last 11 years at Radio 1. £16,473. You have one phone call left. Consult your solicitor.
Listen, mate.
We love you.
Seeing as you've been here twice as long as me, I bet your phone bill's twice as big.
Whoops. Have a good one, Pete. Take care.
Cheers, David.
Dave Lee Travis.
There's a little bead of sweat on Peter's forehead, and what a splendid programme that was. Very, very sad moment for us.
Aircheckdownloads.com.